Now, you're not going to find any blood or bodies at this crime scene investigation. Instead, the EPA's criminal investigators test water samples, asbestos, and hazardous chemicals. You could call it CSI for the environment. Eric Nottingham was a longtime chemist for the criminal division and currently is a senior advisor to the director of EPA's National Enforcement Investigation Center in Denver.
For many of the cases, they'll need to do a search warrant and try and see some evidence of criminal activity. And when they seize hazardous waste, or they seize a water sample to see if it's over a limit, or if they seize something from a buried drum or something like that, they send it to our lab and we analyze it. We are trying to show that a violation has occurred, and so we have to know the laws fairly well to understand what's a potential violation. It's a more realistic CSI. We don't do analysis in 60 minutes. It's more like 60 days usually.
And Nottingham says the scope of the lab work expanded after 9/11.
After 9/11, we were asked to be able to handle any chemical, anything from nerve gas to industrial pesticides, which can be almost as toxic as the nerve gases. If there were an incident, for a sample to come in to identify it. And we were actually given a lot of support by the agency in order to buy a lot of sophisticated equipment to meet that challenge. Our lab's set up so that we're really able to take any sort of sample from any sort of incident and identify in a fairly quick manner. We do this as part of exercises, and we can usually do it in 3 or 4 hours.
And the investigators' findings led to both civil and criminal prosecutions. Now, Nottingham's job as a chemist has taken him from the lab to the courtroom.
Well, the coolest part was actually testifying. A lot of people, a lot of chemists especially, they aren't verbal people, and they have a hard time getting in front of a jury and trying to explain their work and then defend it from a defense attorney that's just trying to make them look bad. And I sort of liked the verbal jousting. I liked explaining what I did. I liked seeing that the jury understood what I was saying. I don't talk at an elevated scientific level probably as much as I should. And the jury seemed to understand what I said. I was able to counter the thrust of the defense.
And you can see pictures of the EPA's investigators at work on federalnewsradio.com. Eric Nottingham, the senior advisor to the director of EPA's National Enforcement Investigation Center. This story was part of our Cool Jobs in Government series, and you can check out more cool federal jobs by going to federalnewsradio.com. Search Cool Jobs.